Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, guys. You.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Poor her. She's very frustrated.
That dog doesn't come in the bathroom again.
Damn it. Damn dog.
If the dog doesn't come in there, she will.
Oh. That sounds painful.
Break it down. Give it to me now.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
That's what kind of eggs they are.
So we have a story about appetite for destruction actually coming to life. And Axl Rose has to save the world in a cyberpunk graphic novel.
That's how you say that word, appetite.
So...
I know. I thought.
Sorry, give me that CD. Let me look and see if I get the joke.
He is being transformed into a half robot.
Dude, let's open a place that just serves appetizers and beer, and we call it Tapas and Beer. You in? You want in on it?
I don't know what tapas are, but I hear that a lot.
It's small plates.
It's like, okay.
I
thought it was like Piz Nachos.
No, that's pizza nachos.
That sounds good.
Pete's nachos, not piss.
That was a piss.
It's P-I-Z-Z-N-A. It's Piz Nachos.
You get it mixed up with Piz water guns.
But nobody says, give me a piece of that pizza. Piz nacho.
Break me off a piece of that Piz nacho.
No one says
give me a Piz. Give me a Piz.
Okay. Wow.
Kit Kat bars are too small.
they got big ones now. Big, very big.
I like Kit Kat.
Yeah, but like the regular size one now is like smaller than your debit card. Have you noticed?
Yeah, I don't like them. Well, I like the white chocolate ones, and they got different flavors too.
Well, everything is getting more expensive and smaller. You notice that?
We love Big Kats, Big Kit Kats.
All right, so Axl Rose has been transformed into this half-human, half-robot in this new cyberpunk graphic novel series called Axl Rose, Appetite for Destruction.
You said half human, half robot.
Yes, I don't.
W Axl Rose, the W stands for whooping ass.
Whooping, whoop up. I've been talking about this for years. Half human, half robots, people.
Oh, man.
So he's this half robot who lives on the fringes and finds solace in the music of a back alley lounge singer. So
don't people say that he, don't take me as the gospel here, although the first book of the New Testament is Matthew.
Now your circle's about to be unbroken.
Matthew does translate in Hebrew to gift from God. I just want you to know that. What is that?
I named him after Hebrew.
You're named after a fake queen. Fat Boy's middle name is Freddie.
It really is.
Freddie Mercury.
Okay.
I don't like telling people that. And don't you tell them either. I will cut your throat at work. That was a little far. I apologize.
Are you threatening me?
He meant scrote.
With violence?
I'm not Cornholio. Hang on.
Oh, boy. All right.
I saw the HR videos. Remember, I found the box of them.
Stop tape.
I want to hear them again.
And other people on Instagram, like P1 Nutty, found a box of them, too. So we're going to use some of his.
What's in Nutty's box?
That's so good.
Yeah. But anyway.
All right, so Jelly Roll, he used to think he was going to die in his sleep, and that's...
We all thought that about...
He was big. He was like over 400 pounds. So his health coach, Gary Brecka, opened up about how serious Jelly's health struggles were before he began his career.
Here comes Gary Bracco.
So Gary said that Jelly used to sleep propped up on his side, wedged in with pillows, because if he rolled onto his back, he would suffocate.
I was always wondering, and I could not find out how he slept. Nobody would ask him about it, and now I'm glad that this came out. It doesn't matter now because he said, you know, he's thin enough to wear Gucci.
Do you think it?
He would?
But
if he's a belly sleeper, that would be hard.
God, that's so.
That's the only way I can do it.
His motivation was to be able to wear Gucci?
Well, I think it's like a byproduct of just losing all the weight.
I think he wanted to run and do marathons and things like that.
Marathons?
Yeah, I heard him talk about that.
I think he did a 5K, actually.
There ain't no way. There's no way. It's not possible. He didn't do a 5K.
Did he finish it? I want to know if he finished it.
I know that his name was on it. I don't know if he did the whole thing. He talked about it for months that he was doing this 5K in Florida.
Obviously, I can't speak to this because I haven't gone past the 20-pound mark. But when you lose a lot of weight initially, I guess you just kind of get addicted to it and just like you get obsessed with losing weight. You just like you want to knock the pounds off.
I'm obsessed with the toning part right now, and that is very difficult. I mean, it is.
Weightlifting?
Yeah.
But not for mass, just for toning. Like, Fatboy actually was motivating to me the other day. He didn't even realize it, and I'm not going to even recognize it now because he won't motivate me anymore. But, I got my yoga ball, and I do some damn
yoga's good for you.
Hardcore crunches.
Dude, it's tricky with some women because they think if they do just cardio, it's going to give them the tone. But,
well,
you got to lift.
From what I am told with my trainer, that cardio kind of loosens it up, and if you want to get firm and taunt, then you gotta not jiggle it so much and just get in the gym and lift some weight.
That's why running's not good. It's not good on your joints.
It's not.
It's like women, if you have big boobs and you run a lot, it's going to, look, I don't mind some hangers, believe you me, but that's what's going to happen a lot earlier.
You don't want to have to wear a sports bar.
Yeah, it's going to happen a lot earlier than you wanted to.
Sorry, I'm dyslexic. Sports
when we
bra.
Were training at that other facility where, a lot of us would go have lunch before with a fast food restaurant before we go.
God. Well, she would offer up peanut butter for whoever was about to pass out.
And I would run, but very slowly. And I felt like people were...
She wouldn't feed it to you unless you wore dog ears.
People were laughing at me when I was running down the street.
look at that big boobed woman. I wouldn't hook up with her. Like Paige, it's like you're the Taylor Swift song of the monster on the hill. Like that's you and all your stories you tell.
Is that the one where she turns into the devil?
Oh, I didn't see the video.
Okay.
So I'd rather...
I only hear her music by video only. I never, hear it anywhere. Knowingly, I guess.
Paige, you notice that about Paige showing her stories? She's always the ugly one.
As the lady said, not me, but the lady said it's her Paige's cry for more, even more compliments.
I'm not fishing for compliments because in that situation...
She's fishing for that.
I didn't look good. And I didn't feel good, and I didn't like running.
You gotta.
I felt like I was a goober, and I was slower than everybody else.
You gotta feel good.
You goober.
I did.
Are you a goofy goober?
I was goofy. But then, the people in my class, because I went at night, they were physically fit, a lot of them, and I was just way behind on that.
You know what Coach Prime said? If you look good, you play good. And if you play good, they pay good.
Yeah, but the good thing
shout
about,
out to Hey Good.
The good thing about taking a dance class is you're looking at yourself in the mirror the whole time.
Yes.
So you keep
whatever that old nibble.
You don't make mistakes like that and look bad.
You ever run and just squeeze them?
Never.
Just to her.
I don't sit on the couch and just sit there and squeeze them either.
You do. No, I know I you
don't.
Do that.
No, I don't.
Well, I do. You should try it.
It's just weird.
You love how it feels. She does. How do you not just
What do you think I do when I get home? It's
the same thing about with the women, what he's talking about with a gut. See, Fatboy has, he has the most sturdy fat ever.
He does.
It doesn't jiggle. It's hard.
It's beyond stubborn at this point.
You don't move, so you don't have that elasticity. Oh, shoot. I said that. Elasticity.
I've got the
elasticity.
If you go to the
Of our city.
Oh boy.
If you go look at the Fab Blob, they show you at all kind of like fitness coach clinics.
Yeah.
That's what I got. That's like 5 pounds of fat. I think I got a lot of that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's just that yellow looking, you know, popcorn butter looking fat.
That stuff.
It's real hard to get rid of. And it coats your organs, I just saw, like the inside of what your body looks like if you got all that fat.
It stresses your bones out. The heavier you are.
I'm already doing that enough.
And you want to keep calcium in those bones.
I don't want
that yesterday.
I don't want you to die.
That's true. Well, I can show you how to do this before I die. I'll show you how to run the boards.
No, just start doing 100 sit-ups every day.
I don't do the 100
sit-ups. 100 sit-ups? It's going to be hard enough to do one to get out of this damn chair to go whiz. Do 10. You're hanging out with a trainer too much. You're giving me trainer speak. I know it when I see it.
Well, I can't help it. She's my best friend.
I don't like passing that information to people. I hoard it. Somebody says, hey, give me a workout tip. I'm like, nope, not doing it. I want to see me get in shape before you.
That's true. You don't ever, like, sponge for info. Like, you really don't. Like, I was talking kind of openly about something the other day, and you didn't ask any questions. I couldn't tell that you were totally listening, but like, a lot of people would be like, what? What do you talk about?
I was like, hey, like,
Matt Man could be your trainer. You guys could go work out together and inspire each other.
You won't go with me.
Working out with people is...
It's fun.
That should not be an activity. Like, it's not supposed to be fun.
It goes faster if you work out together.
No, you don't. You're waiting twice as long.
Because you sit there,
same routine.
You talk to your girls, and then you pick up a dumbbell, and you're like, you know what this looks like? This looks like a mm. And then one girl's like, oh, I met a guy with one bigger than that the other night. Let me tell you about
it. She's there squatting on it. I'm doing my squats.
That never happens.
You like those exercise balls you can squat on. Like, oh, girl, you know what this feels like? Come here and get an exercise ball.
Boing, 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 boing.
No,
here, let's sit back to back, and we can bounce on the same ball.
I'm either doing arms or legs.
Oh, yeah, you're doing legs, all right.
I am doing legs.
The middle one. Third one.
Do you ever do this move right here, Paige? And I'm serious. I don't know what it's called.
He's
never.
He's like he's doing the
do it. I'm telling you.
What do you call it? How was the dance move?
I don't know what it's not scissoring. Flossing.
Floss. Yeah, he was.
But you're not doing the symmetry with it. You're just doing that whole like that shake.
Twisting. Just doing it, just to do it, like not standing on like some kind of
what like.
I'm talking about like...
You just walking in the gym doing that?
Well, no, that you're doing it like a robot now.
God, do it again.
Do it. She's going to end up again. Knocking the microphones over with them honkers.
Jesus. We got to do that in slow motion.
God bless.
You wait, watch out.
I know. Wow. Holy
she
crap.
Just hit one?
She literally... That was not a work. She literally just hurt her microphone with her breast.
Did I not?
God, I can't get my face over there in time.
She's going to have like auto-tune on it now.
It did feel good. I did pop my spine.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Pop right. Something else. You keep on.
Okay.
We'll pop a bra strap.
It feels good to do that, though. It gets that inner, that quick release of the
I think the
Shaka Khans.
The best thing to do is hang upside down. If you haven't tried to do it, it just,
you know what?
I'm telling you.
Shout out to Lidl for the sanitizer this morning. Thank you.
Okay. I want to see video of you hanging upside down.
I don't want
me
to do it here.
And I don't here at the gym or whatever.
If we get one of those in here, would you do it?
I wouldn't do it.
I will tell Tanya to get video of this.
I'll just do a headstand.
I want to see you hanging upside down.
Could you do a headstand against the wall for real?
If you were hanging upside down, it would look like
not
a three-headed person.
Yeah, I'd be naked.
Yeah, you could. Tell her. That's the perfect shirt to do a headstand in. You were saying?
Well, I've done forgot now.
I got distracted by her talking about being naked.
She literally knocked my microphone over with her breasts.
Mm-hmm. She really did. They were flying around, man. Like,
Rob, I know you handle dog bites. What about
boot bites?
Titty slaps. Oh, I can't say that. I cannot say that.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What a jam.
You know who's going to get mad over this one? Yeah, Fatty.
You are being a little passive aggressive with this one.
I thought I told you. UB40. Like, come on, boss. They got some jams, man. I don't care.
I don't think he despises the entire catalog by the band. I think it's just that one song. Is it the whole band?
Yeah, I got further confirmation.
Oh.
Not a fan.
This None is a it. Good song. I don't care.
I love it, man. Ivory Madonna's probably the worst one.
Madonna?
Ivory Madonna.
Oh, I don't...
It's not probably their worst one. And even that one, honestly, is still kind of a banger. Do I need to get off banger? Are they still saying that?
I think Irish people do.
Because I'm like, you know, I'm late to the sayings. Like, we are out here, boys. I use that one a lot.
That's your thoughts and prayers. Like, you say that for everything. It's funny, though. We're out here, boys.
Like, I liked it. And, you know, as soon as I like it, kids get off it.
We ruin it.
We really do. Did you see the news was coming back?
Oh, God.
What's making his big return? Big.
Segregation.
Not that I saw.
Good.
Paige, I've never seen somebody nod their head so fast. The McDonald's Monopoly game is coming back.
Oh. It's a work. We found that out.
Wasn't there a documentary about that?
Yes.
Okay, I watched
it. It was great. There was that one guy on there. I don't remember his name.
He was great.
He was like, he was not like playing the role of a company man. He was just, I don't think he was cussing.
You're talking about Agent Doug?
I don't remember.
And his smile?
Yeah, he had an odd smile.
It's real odd they're bringing this back because they've got the trivial prizes you can win. Like, you know, food items or whatever. But they brought back the big ticket items, too.
That's all I ever won was more food. God. I mean, think about that. Like, it's like, what if your drug dealer once a year said, all right, look, I'm doing these scratch-off cards. you buy a quarter. They have a quarter pounder. I have a quarter bag. They have the family meal. I have a zip. And I'll give you a scratch-off card.
Let me get that zoop.
You might win a hot tub. You might win
other
bong.
Right. Paperweight, water pipe.
You might win my car.
I mean, the most common thing you would win, I would say the best odds you have of winning is like a small food item, drink, fry, whatever. But the fact that they brought back the big ticket stuff, I'm talking about cars, vacations, and the big $1 million prize. Like, that's coming back too.
You know, I saw something the other day that NBC, apparently Universal was the first channel, network or whatever, to have a game show that had a $1 million prize. And new research says that's not even enough to, like, set what? People off. What the hell? $1 million is not enough. Like, it's that keeping up with the Joneses thing, because millionaires have said, you know, the next millionaire is not a big thing.
It's
billionaire
not.
Is the thing.
Yeah.
By God, I'll take it.
Yeah, I would too.
Screw that.
How many
noise.
People are feasibly going to reach billionaire status? Literally, probably a handful.
Well, I think this year Two alone, handfuls. There's been 40 new ones.
There's a lot
new
of
millionaires.
Ones?
Billion?
God. Yeah, billion.
Because of, like, you know.
But that's inflation, though. I mean, like, we, you know.
There's a lot of inflation. You know,
So are you going to go, are you going to get worked like you were with the Cracker Barrel thing? Or are you going to McDonald's today?
I'm always into this stuff, man, when it happens. It's like, I love the Americana of it, the contest. If you order on the app, too, they'll have digital pieces. But, I mean, come on.
The Americana part of it. But, see, the Americana is gone from your and I know you've seen the memes, and you've heard me say it for a while. I mean, we all have said it for a while. Like, it was under the guise of, we don't want fast food to look fun to kids. We don't want to have the characters. We don't want to have the tchotchkes, the toys, or whatever. You can't give them candy. You got to give them fruit. I mean, that's fine. That's well and good. But why is it like you go to the somewhere to like get their ears pierced from their little girl or whatever, and everything's all zazzy, all colorful, neon, everything, but where they go eat, they can't be entertained. That's some psychology. I don't know what the psychology is, other than
very odd.
I do know that the model of brick and mortars was moved more of, we want them to take it with them and not stay here, because that's ultimately more overhead to my cleaning tables, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they prefer that now, for sure.
That's why they sort of double drive-thrus and stuff like that. But
charge it the takeout tax.
But I don't know why that's governed. Like, why can't somebody step outside the box and say, you know what, by God, like when Bojangles did WWF cup or WWE cups.
I still got one.
I got the Undertaker and Kane one. Like, that stuff's cool as crap. I don't know why they don't do it. When they do them, it's usually like some kind of segmented rapper.
Yeah, some kind of.
Or like a WNBA player. Like, I go to Ingles. I like Ingles. And,
why love Ingles?
Nobody buys Angel Reese's Puffs cereal. It's the same boxes. I have a way that I know.
Aww.
No one's buying it.
I don't think the endorsements hit the kid like they did us. Shoes, I don't know how these players are selling shoes, if they are at all.
You know, that's a good point, too. It's like making the cover of a magazine. You know, to me, it would be a grand thing. Like, we made, this is the weird thing. We didn't even make Sports Illustrated the magazine. We only made the website.
The website.
But what did we do? We printed it out, and there it hangs on the wall.
Do they make the magazine anymore?
Yeah, but they don't, like...
Who buys it?
You know how, like, TV stations... Like, I saw one the other day. Maybe the guy's got personality, I don't know, but it's like one of the newscasters. Sorry, just put some Azorbean Jr. on my freaking tooth, and it's making my tongue kind of numb.
He's going numb tongue on us.
Well, it's not, I said Azorbean Jr. Let me see what it is, because this is an off-brand. But... they don't make it fun anymore to go and you know, I feel like a hypocrite now because I say, well, food doesn't always have to be fun, but for kids it does. That's why we buy Smiley Fries. It's the same damn tater tots or french fries, but it's it looks funny. It's why we buy Scrub Daddies, because it's still a scrubber, but it's smiling at you.
You know, we talked about the documentary, if you didn't see it. The guy that worked at the marketing company that made the pieces stole the big money pieces. And he sold them to people, mafia connections as well, and wanted a cut of the prizes.
Was that internet-based at all, though?
I don't remember, actually. I don't think it
like,
was.
Like, how would that not,
I think the guy had questionable connections in the beginning anyway.
You know, I come more and more off very paranoid, but I feel like I have reason to be with stuff. But, like...
You got to question it.
With that was pre... hacking and stuff was going on, but... I don't know. I feel like somebody within the system would figure it out, like whether it be a manager at the McDonald's or whatever.
Somebody called in an anonymous tip. I wonder who that was that kind of got the FBI in it to blow it open. Because the one guy that got the Viper said he won the Viper off a game piece, but he bought it. So, I mean, they were buying these pieces and posing as winners.
Yeah, but...
And it happened locally here, too. To somebody in South Carolina, a couple people. Because I think the company was out of Georgia, right? I'm pretty sure it was out of Georgia. That's where it happened, and it's kind of filtered up toward this area a little bit.
Yeah.
You got to watch it, you know, McMillions. So go back and see. I'm going to go back and rewatch it. Very interesting. It's like a – I don't want to equate it to a quiz show scandal, But it's kind of up there on that level.
That was like, good. Yeah. Even the movie thing, the documentary and the movie on that was good.
But it was shocking how...
Also, the Price is Right one was good, too.
How terrible it was when you would go buy the food thinking that you'd win something and nobody did.
So I would love to talk to somebody how these work, how these contests work, the game shows. What's the budget? You can't be giving out top prizes every episode, I imagine.
Well, and then there's also some restriction on cars now with giving them away, because they give them away, and maybe you'll know this, Fat Boy or Paige. Most of the shows are in Atlanta, in California, where they have different emission level rules. Yep. So sometimes the cars
that they give away
are cars only for California.
Yes, I read about this a little bit. If you win a car on the show, you know, they work it out with your local dealership, and that's where your local taxes come in, you know, possible inspections, this, that, and the other. Same thing with cash prizes.
Because I did, maybe as a kid, maybe as early as yesterday, I was wondering, like, when you won the car, like on Vegas Vacation, remember they drove the cars home?
Yep.
Like, no, you don't get that.
There's an interesting Reddit thread if you...
We're not going to fly home, kids. We got to drive back because we just want a car.
There's a Reddit thread from people that have been on game shows. One guy said, I was on Let's Make a Deal, and I won $100 cash. As soon as it went to commercial, they took the money back and mailed me a check like 2 months later, minus taxes, of course, for $100.
I believe it.
Like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's
ridiculous.
But they have to have a money trail, too. That, like, when we were on Steve Harvey, like, I'm serious. I was shocked at the per diem and the, I mean, good for him. Like,
do you wonder how they even had it, though?
Yeah. Yeah, because that show, like, you can't even find it. It was called Steve Harvey's Big Time Challenge before he got, like, real, you know, Family Feud and all that stuff. And it was like the Gong Show, essentially. You know,
because the way you told me you were treated on Mario's show, I'm like, how did he have all his money?
I don't know, but that right there was like, they'd come to you every morning and say, what would you like for breakfast? We were there for 2 days to film one episode, and then with Steve Harvey, like, I mean, plus that was the last episode, and we got to go to the rap party, and you got to, like,
as far as Coach Grime was on your episode,
Deion Sanders and Brandy, the
she was annoying. The one that smashed.
She was fine. Oh no, Brandy, the R&B singer.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, Ray J's sister.
Yeah. Then you had Ant. I remember Ant, the comedian, was on there.
Yeah. And that lady from the Reba show, who was kind of rude though. I got to be honest with you. The blonde headed lady that was on the Reba show.
Y'all, we got to talk to Murray again, man. He's got stuff going on. Like,
he's not doing well health wise.
Do you remember this episode of your show? This was before everybody had a baby daddy issue, you know, before they're trying to get everybody tested.
I have a great picture. The best pictures are not posed pictures or staged pictures, like where you're standing there, you know, doing your thing. The best ones are when you're just conducting life and not realize that somebody's sitting there taking a picture. Because the picture I took with Maury, I'm like all cheesing it up, you know. Even he is. He's got one of those, you know, it's a fake smile because he does. He's like,
he's used to doing it.
Like that, you know, like that. And but then there's one that his assistant took that later sent to me, and it's me and this other dude sitting in his office, and Maury is behind this grand big wooden desk with his leg, you know, it's like he's a big exec, and I'm just sitting there, and we're all like,
just kicking back.
It's just sitting there smiling and talking. It's like, that's way better than the actual, we're standing there, you know. Of course, I'm having to wear a Planet shirt because I had to wear the colors. You're going to be on national TV. Like, somebody watching in Chicago is going to say, oh, I want to tune in to 93.3.
Yeah, the loop's gone. Let me listen to the Planet.
I think it was just for him to get his rocks off. Yeah, my station's on TV.
That's what it was, because Mario would ask you, why are you wearing a station shirt?
Why are you wearing? Are you a big fan? Well, I happen to work there, Mario. It's funny. Oh, really? I'm not wearing an ABC logo right now.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anonymous listener texted in and said, if McDonald's can bring back Monopoly, when can the Rise Guys bring back contests? Interesting.
Well, that's very interesting.
Agree with you on that.
Because we had a lot of fun games that we can't play anymore.
You know, God, can I be like very honest about that? You know what? So here's what it is. I honest to God feel like 30% of, maybe even a little higher, but 30% at least of our, and I refuse to use the word content because that just sounds like you're literally like, oh, it's an empty shelf. We've got to put something there. I need some content. Like,
yeah, it's too loosely used.
Stop using that. It's called a video, or you're going to do a little funny thing. Content. So
I don't like being called a content creator like we were called recently. I'm a jock, by God.
I'm none of those things.
Well, I love it.
What, jocking?
I'm a jock.
You're not.
You
though.
Are a jock.
Yes, I am.
I hear your weekend show. You seem to really enjoy that.
It's fun. I get to play all kind of good stuff.
Remind me of the point that I was going to say.
You were hang on, because I want to get better at this too. Because it's kind of wearing off on me a little bit. They're forgetting.
Don't say wearing off on you like it's my problem.
I literally put fingers down now. Whoever told you that, I really want to drop kick in the knees.
It's a woman, don't.
All right, maybe behind the leg where it won't hurt as bad. You were talking about 45. Let me get a 45, 50, 55.
Oh, bringing contest back.
That's what it was.
So 30% of our good stuff, not content, but stuff, I think was based on these great original one-off games that we would come up with. But then, and it's kind of like, you know, the good, the bad, the whatever. First time we got syndicated was in New Orleans.
How are you doing?
And then, you know, they after a couple years in, decided that they didn't like us anymore. Too controversial.
A couple things working against us. I'd like to have another crack at that.
I would. I would too. And you know what? Several things against us, but yeah. That's.
It'd like be a much better result. Plus, you know, you give the morning help a little time off. You know.
Yeah. So that's. Yeah, we're not trying to go for somebody's job, but we are. And so, if we were giving away tickets to an event here in Greenville or tickets to a race in Charlotte or what have you.
Braves tickets sometimes?
The likelihood of someone driving from Nolens to go to the Bonscore Wellness Arena, although if you've been here, you got to see our bridge and murals.
It's beautiful.
I don't know what else you'll do here. The food? But anyway.
Well, we have a great little downtown.
But so everybody does. Like, we got to get off our jock about that. Like, every downtown, every, not every, but I live here. But what should I do? And I go, I don't know. There's bars and restaurants.
Yeah.
Like, in the wintertime, you can ice skate in a very small area.
I feel like you shouldn't come here looking for stuff to do. Like, you should already know what's going on.
No. Yes.
Like,
yes.
You come here to eat and hike, right?
Eating and hiking, but they're closing down Piedmont Bridge for some, quote, renovations, which makes me feel weird.
How about you make it less haunted?
Renovations, man. That's Crybaby Bridge you're thinking of. So they said, and then right around that time, and we're blessed to still be, and they still with us, folks up in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Yep, shout out. Cleveland. Happy marriage, Kristen. That's why you got married.
Where on, if you look that on a map, like it's I mean it's a drive, but it ain't
nice one too if you go straight out of 64.
If you don't go up and then over.
Yeah, don't go through Atlanta and go.
No.
Through. You'll join a gang.
Or this way
done.
And go over. Join a gang. You will. Or your car will get tagged.
Oh my God.
You'll get to, you will.
You'll get jumped in the Peach Boys.
Will yeah. I?
Back up for real. We went a couple weekends ago.
Oh my God.
I had honky lips spray painted.
Oh my gosh.
Or maybe it was spray tanned. I'm not sure.
Spray tanned on
said
your car?
Honky lips. But they didn't put the E in honky. I'm like, there's an E in honky, like donkey.
Like, nah, that's not how we spell it. We the Peach Boys.
In fact, when I got in an argument about the word judgment, like, oh, I was like, there is no E in the first part of judge. He's like, yes, there is. And I showed him. And it's like, well, there's a disagreement.
That's
about
one that. A lot of people mess up, though.
Honky?
The judgment.
All right. Well, honky it's too. Accepted both ways. It really is. It's kind of like your backside. So,
I can't believe you said that to her.
Yeah, I was looking at her, and she responded as though I was talking to you.
HR's here today.
So, my point with that is, if we can give away stuff that people will, in Chattanooga can possibly drive down to, like, for instance, if I'm listening to a radio station that has on a morning show from Chattanooga, and I win tickets to go see a concert in Chattanooga, I will go.
There are some great venues in Chattanooga we should be giving away tickets to.
Who was it that was there, a comedian that was there recently? We're like, crap, we didn't even got them in Greenville.
Man, they booked so many comics.
Excuse my grammar.
Tosh, Steve-O, like whoever is touring, like they'll bring them in.
Well, it wasn't those two.
Big shows, too. Big concerts, man.
Really big.
It's a great town for music.
So,
we should be giving away tickets.
Yeah. I mean, that and... there's a good text. We tried that. Just play the games. That nobody wants. I mean, sure, it might, you know, get your jollies off to call in and play, but that seems stupid.
I'll be honest with you.
You're going to call in and play a game and not win anything? Like, that's, I don't know. What's the point?
There's nothing at stake. Like, it's got to be stakes. I don't like watching games if I don't have some action on it, you know? It's kind of like.
Is that true? Well, that makes sense if you have a financial, like, loss or gain on it, but, like, you are finally tuned in to. Do you ever bet on Clemson, Fat Boy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You just can't.
Have you ever bet against them?
Not against them. But, you know, let's.
That would be bad luck.
You can't replicate that
gambling's
feeling.
Bad luck.
It is.
You can't replicate the feeling.
You can't replicate. And win or loss, you can't replicate the excitement. I guess, you know, that's why some people do drugs. That's why some people, I guess, have same sex relationships. There's an excitement there you just can't replicate. Until you got some money on a game. Yeah. You got that juice going.
Yeah.
You need the juice, buddy.
Well, he's died. He passed away.
Oh,
he's
bless gone. Him.
Almost won a sizable chunk last night. Now, I missed it by one.
You were saying something about that earlier.
I missed
how
one.
How sizable?
It's all right, you know, a couple G's. Now, wow. I put up a little chunk, too.
Oh, now, so you lost.
Lose. Well, yeah, you lose that money, but.
That sucks.
I lost one of the legs of a six-legger. And you're looking at it like, and it could have hit. And even though you lost, you're like, there's that feeling of knowing damn. You could get, I could win it back tonight.
Gamblers Anonymous.
He hates when I tell this story, but one time Fat Boy won $14,000 and they wouldn't let him take it all out at once and ended up gambling and losing all.
Oh, I'm like, you know what?
That's when I would have like never.
Let it ride.
I would have never. Like, I know that there's like a 5 to 10% cash out on that, but even that, like, but that's. I wouldn't have gotten to that level if I was a gambler like that. Like, yeah. It's that constant chasing of, and,
I know. Really am only putting up money, you know, I can afford to lose. It sucks if you lose it all in one shot and you got to wait a little bit before you can play again.
Well, casino life wasn't built on winners.
There's something
it's
about the sports.
Losers that give them profits.
I don't play the lottery. I don't buy scratch-off tickets, Powerball. I don't do that stuff. Because I feel like, you know, I know more about the sports.
Right.
There's a skill to it.
It's probability. You have to divide all that in and figure out your wins and losses.
See, I think the same way, like, you know, when it crypto was something hard for me to, like, get my mind around and kind of, like, get in bed with, for lack of a better term.
It's impossible to stay ahead of the curve.
But sports cards are gambling.
Yeah.
But I know that if I open a box and... You know, especially if it's a sport that I like wrestling or football or, you know, really any sport except like hockey or
golf.
Go Hawks!
But I guess
but there's something tangible there.
It's the intoxication of getting the good card.
Yeah, But if you do a scratch-off thing, like how many times you go pump your gas and you see a scratch-off laying there?
Yep.
I still will bend over and pick it up to look at it. I
got $2 off of one.
I won't even scratch. If I, the rare times I'll buy a scratcher, I'll just scratch the barcode only and go scan it. I don't even scratch the whole card.
Do you, and you know somebody's a big addict when they have that that little gimmick on their keychain?
Yeah.
Where it's like the scratcher where they don't have to use a coin. There's a
vroom,
just one swipe.
They spend over $20 at a time.
20? Shoot.
If you're going to win, you need to get at least a 10 bucks scratcher, right? I mean, start there.
I've never seen anybody do less than, like, I've never seen anybody say, I just want one. I've never seen
I
that.
I do that.
Really? Now, we bought Woo tickets because they were a dollar, but they were Woo tickets. You had to
I saved
them.
Those.
I've never won.
I did.
I've never won anything off the lottery, but I did. Like I told you, I won with Chris's little ticket that he had. I won $2.
God, remember that awful thing I did? I brought in those gimmick lottery tickets in here that time and made a certain
person mad,
bald-headed guy. That, You know, I can call him bald and big-eyed now. I'm not talking about Mark Hendricks here. I'm talking about the one who turned his back on our country and became a Russian.
Did you give him old
gift cards?
Yeah, you did.
If you're wrestling, no call.
See,
off
that
next,
was fun.
Do it for our country.
That's mean.
That was fun. Jeff would play games, and then I had to have a big spray of gift cards here in my hand, and. You know, one of them would be full value. The rest were all used.
Oh, no.
And he would go use them and not find out, too. All right, we'll take a break, come back, do some headlines. Morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.